To the virus next, the loss of 11 more people has been reported. The spread of COVID is continuing to slow here. The number of people in hospital is also falling. It's not clear, according to the HSE, if 8 out of 10 adults will be offered a vaccine by the end of June. Our health correspondent Fergal Barris is with us. Fergal, first, we were talking about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine earlier in the programme. Over 40,000 doses were originally due in Ireland this week. What's your understanding of when they'll be used and who'll get them?
Well, Johnson & Johnson says it's ready to resume rolling out its single-dose vaccine after that EMA decision yesterday. But that EMA review was of 8 cases in the US, all in people under 60, mostly women. And it included one death of this rare risk of unusual blood clots with low platelets. Now, so Ireland has a delivery of 600,000 doses of Johnson & Johnson due between now and June. We had been expecting to get over 40,000 doses today, actually, but obviously the pause happened last week. So the company's ready to start delivery, but the HSC can't use them until the National Immunisation Advisory Committee gives its advice and if there's any restrictions in there. So the HSC is going to have to wait to hear the view of NIAC on the EMA recommendations. Those recommendations will be sent to the Chief Medical Officer, who is Dr. Tony Hoolan, who the Department of Health has confirmed has returned to work following a leave in February following the death of his wife. So NIAC's due to meet shortly to consider all of the EMA data, including, I suppose, the information relating to different age groups. And as we heard earlier in the programme, you could see age limits for Johnson & Johnson vaccination. So that would determine who actually is going to get it. And also NIAC's looking at the issue of maybe extending the interval between the Pfizer first and second dose. So quite some significant recommendations due there.
A big drop in the supply of AstraZeneca vaccines this week, Fergal. What would that mean for people in their 60s who are waiting for their job?
Well, there's 417,000 people in the 60 to 69 age group due to get the AstraZeneca vaccination. The second dose is less pressing from a time point of view because there is a 3-month gap and in some cases a 4-month gap. So it's really probably about the first dose, given that there will be more supplies coming in. But once again, the HSE is reporting delays in the supply by AstraZeneca and an expected delivery of 45,000 AstraZeneca doses on Saturday has been cut to 9,000, and a delivery of 165,000 doses of AstraZeneca due at the end of this month is delayed until May 3rd. So the HSC is signalling supply challenges, what it terms. At the Health Committee yesterday, the HSC said it hopes that 800,000 vaccines will be delivered this month. The current target for April to administer vaccines is the target of 860,000 doses, and it's just not clear if that's going to be achieved with 9 days to go.
No, it looks like by the end of this week, according to the latest HSE estimates, that around 550,000 doses will have been done so far this month. So topping 700,000 doses by the end of this month is probably about the best that could be achieved. Would that be fair?
Well, the vaccination targets have changed a lot since the start of the year. And now often, I suppose, they've changed each month and often each week due to supply issues and restrictions on vaccines. It's a very volatile situation. Back in early March, as an early target, the HSC said it was building up to do capacity of 250,000 vaccinations a week. Now, we've not hit that yet, and April is coming to an end. The HSE says it will administer 140,000 to 160,000 doses this week, and also that 170,000 people in that 65 to 69 age group have registered on the portal online or by phone to be vaccinated. So it's encouraged by that. But we're not hitting the levels, I think, that people had hoped to see at this point in time.
When will we find out more about what restrictions will be lifted next, Fergal?
Well, obviously, the NPHET will meet tomorrow and give its advice to government on the various trends it's always, I think it's fair to say, ultra cautious about easing restrictions. And I don't think you'd envisage any recommended dramatic changes. Anything would be slow and steady changes. All the metrics are, bar problems with vaccination, as we've outlined, are going in the right direction. Hospital cases down, ICU cases steady, daily case numbers, the five-day average dropping. So all of those are good, and they're very important metrics. So the government will look at those and consider the further easing of restrictions. We know that, you know, next Monday, you're going to see the return of golf, tennis, outdoor visitor attractions. And then I think later into next week, people would expect to hear what the government thinking is in relation to June and July.
Fergal, thank you. That's our health correspondent, Fergal Bowers.